Welcome again, everyone. We are continuing our Hilcha Shabbos here. We're up to Shir number 6, continuing Kavod Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Nun brings down Yashkim Ba'boiker Ba'yoyim Shishi L'Hokin Tzarchei Shabbos. That means someone should wake up early on Friday morning to get prepared for Shabbos. And there's a makar from the Mon. We find the Mon you collected in the morning, and it says by the Mon, the Loshen V'Hachinu V'Hayu V'Yom Shishi V'Hachinu, on the Friday you prepared for Shabbos, and that's done in the morning. And the Mishbura brings that you should do this right after davening, right after Kriya Shema and davening. You should right away start preparing for Shabbos. And if you have a Seder Limud, so the Mishbura says you should wait till after you learn. Now, if you're not going to have time, or there's not going to be any Schayra left in the stores after davening, so then he's even matir to go before davening, to go shopping before davening, if you think there's not going to be enough food after davening. Why? Because even now, you do anything before davening, but this is called Chefze Shemayim. You'll have to do mitzvahs before davening. And this is considered a mitzvah. The mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos is considered a mitzvah. And now, the Magen Avraham brings down that it's l'chatchila that you should do all your preparations on Friday, because that shows that you're doing it l'kavod Shabbos. So he says that that's really the l'chatchila. But the Mishbura brings down already that if it's something that needs a lot of preparation, and they're not going to have time on Friday, so then, of course, it's better to do it on Thursday. Even though it's better to do it on Friday, but that's only if you have time. If you have no time, it's better to do on Thursday. And I saw from Shmuel Kamenetsky that he said even more. In a Sefer Kovetz Halachas, he wanted a taina that if it's something that's clearly the Kovetz Shabbos, then it's not even better to do it on Friday. You could do it on Thursday. For example, setting up a table for Shabbos. There, it's clearly you're doing it for Shabbos. There, you don't have to do it on Friday to show it's for Shabbos. Doing it on Thursday also, we know it's for Shabbos because we only set the table for Shabbos, the Shabbos table. So therefore, that alone, since it's a covered Shabbos, so you could do it even on Thursday. The only things we're talking about doing on Friday are things that, like say shopping, you buy a bottle of milk, so you can buy a bottle of milk for Friday also. It's not clearly the covered Shabbos, therefore it's better to do on Friday. But again, if it's no time, so then of course you could do it on Thursday. Now, the Mishmur also brings down that everything you buy, when you buy and prepare for Shabbos, you should say this is being done L'chvayit Shabbos. We've done L'chvayit Shabbos. And what's the reason? Because Ayedeta Dibur, it's Poyel and makes a Kedusha, a Shabbos, and all the Inyonim. And everything you do, it gives a Kedusha Shabbos. When you say L'chvayit Shabbos, that alone, that Amir alone, makes a L'chvayit Shabbos. I just want to end off with a story I want to read from Shimshon Pinkus, that he was very into preparing for Shabbos, and every Friday morning, he used to bring his shoe polish with him to the shul, and immediately after davening, he polished the shoes to start preparing for Shabbos. He didn't want to have to wait to get home to polish the shoes. So he brought the shoe polish to shul, and right after davening, or if he had a Seder Limud, right after the Seder Limud, he immediately polished the shoes. This was his honor for Shabbos, his Kavod Shabbos, and his rizus to mekayim the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Everyone have a great day.